dark cloud now, and I've flown this universe from end to end. If you wonder how I got here, I'll be glad to tell you how. You know it's interesting the way it all began. Star diver, star climb, and I are one. Star diver, we do what must be done. We're getting ready to make our run. We're going to dive into the center of the sun. Don't that sound like fun? I was hitching on the road alone across the USA. This was many years ago. I'm much older than I seem when I saw a UFO land, in fact right in my way. Amazed I saw it was alive and not just some machine. Star diver, it was a great big flying clown. Star diver, about the size of a VW van, all chromed and glowing. And when it opened up, I saw that inside it was a man. There he did stand. He disentangled himself from the clam's innards and stood up, naked and gooey with clam juice. He was young, about my age. "Can you tell me, sir," he asked in rather old school English, "just what year it is?" 69, I told him. "How odd," he said. "I thought I'd been gone much longer than that. It's really only 1869? Seems he'd been off with that clam for more than a century, serving the stars themselves as a messenger of the gods. Still young because time does not count in that reality. And it's been a fabulous experience, but now, say, would you like to have the job? Star diver, it's easy, you linked up with the clam. Star diver, anyone can do it, and that makes your brain expand. You see, it takes the intelligence of a man for the clam to understand where to go and what's the plan, which is quite grand. That sounded pretty cool. I wasn't exactly sure where I was going anyway, having just come from a gloriously mind-blowing rock festival and now finding myself on my way to who knows where. So I thought, Interstellar Pony Express? Exploring the universe with unlimited speed and power? Not getting old? I'll take it. I have a feeling this might blow my mind even more than Woodstock did. I gave the guy my clothes and stuff, so now he could be me. Then I sat down in the middle of the clam to try it on. Molasmus clenched my body, then sort of swallowed me. I freaked at first, but then all my human frailty was gone. Star diver, up out of the atmosphere, kaboom! Star diver, and then we backed around the moon so fast and easy, I mean zoom, so that the entire solar system seemed like a cozy little room. And yet, the external distances between star systems are far too far to fly, even at speeds far exceeding that of light. However, the internal warp connections between stars is instantaneous. So we star divers fly into one star and out of another on the other side of the universe, carrying messages, synapses of a vast cosmic brain. For the stars are gods indeed, alive and conscious, but they need us to communicate. Been my life since 69. From star to star I fly, and in between my missions I get to play with friendly aliens. So I'm not about to quit this job and come down from the sky. But hey, look me up in 50 years, maybe I'll be ready then. Star diver, Star Clam and I are one. Star diver, getting ready to make our run. We're going to do what must be done. We're going to dive into the center of fun. Oops, I meant sun. Or maybe fun.